Well, the good news is elections seem to have significant consequences for Democrats, and that is some really good news. It's not revenge. I would call it justice. And I want you to understand that the media has been lying to you over the past several days about what has actually happened in Virginia. They've been acting like this is some sort of fight, some sort of attack. All right, they've been acting like that things have become hostile towards the left, that the Republicans have taken over in Virginia, and now they are trying to settle the score, like the Democrats are some sort of political prisoners. That is not the case at all. But if you listen to the left and what they've been saying about the new government that's been put in Virginia, you would probably believe this. Now, a quick reminder, if you're listening to this podcast, please make sure you hit the subscribe or auto download button and tell your friends about this podcast. Share this on social media. And if you would, write us a 5-star review to help us, as Democrats have been attacking our podcast recently with bad reviews. Now, I'm going to let you know what's actually happening there. And this is an important story about consequences. Elections have consequences. New Virginia Attorney General has launched investigations into public schools and the parole board. That's right. Virginia's new Attorney General wasted no time Saturday after being sworn in, launching immediate investigations into the Virginia Parole Board and the Loudoun County Public Schools. Now, let me be clear about this. When the Attorney General was running for office, he ran on a platform of accountability for what happened in the Loudoun County schools. He ran on a platform. I want to be very, 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 very clear about this. He ran on a platform to investigate what was happening with parole in the state. This is not a shock. It is not a surprise. You could literally make the argument, and I think it's important that we do, that he won the election because he said he was going to do this. He ran off of this. This is what he said he was going to do. He said he was going to do it. And he said when he was doing it that if you want this to happen, then vote for me. So no one should be surprised when this came out. No one in the media should be writing an article the way that he is writing this article. Like, no one, okay, I want to be very, very, very clear. No one should be writing this article this way. No one. It's deceptive. It is a lie. It's totally full of crap. And everybody knows it. It is total crap, but the media is getting away with it because the media wants to look like that some group of psychopaths took over in Virginia when what really happened was the people who won in Virginia got elected and are doing exactly what they said they would do if they got elected. That's not psycho. That's called good governance. It is exactly what people expect or hope happens when they elect somebody. Usually, by the way, it doesn't actually happen that way. So the people in Virginia that ran for office are doing what the people, what they told the people who voted for them they would do if they voted for them. That should be like a hallelujah moment, shouldn't it? A statement released just hours after the AG and the Republican governor, Glenn Youngkin, were sworn in, detailed the nature of the probes and their part in a return to basic principles of law and order. That's not how the media is reporting it, though. The move was a fulfillment of promises both men made on the campaign trail. Both men promised to quickly move to protect Virginians' freedoms. That's what they ran on. You go to the AG's Twitter feed and you can see what he tweeted January the 7th. Here's what he said. After the January 15th inauguration, Glenn Youngkin and I will quickly move to protect Virginians' freedoms and challenge President Biden's unlawful CMS, OSHA, and Head Start vaccine mandates. This was on their own Twitter feed, so you can't act like you're surprised that they did what they told you they were going to do. They put out a press release before they were sworn in saying, we're going to do this immediately. Oh, but the media doesn't tell you that part of the story. No, no, no. In fact, let me read for you what they said. Governor-elect Youngkin and the Attorney General to challenge Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services vaccine mandate. They put this out. Governor-elect, meaning he's not the governor yet, right? He's waiting to be inaugurated. Glenn Youngkin and the Attorney General today announced their intent to challenge the unconstitutional vaccine mandate imposed by President Biden's Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, known as the CMS. The COVID-19 pandemic has caused heartbreaking health, societal and economic loss and suffering throughout the Commonwealth in the United States. Our children have experienced severe learning loss and developmental challenges that will last decades. Strained and stressed hospital systems are suffering from a historic staffing crisis, and a crippled supply chain has driven up Virginians' cost of living. Again, they're telling you they're going to do all this because they got elected to do all of this, and now the media is acting like they've gone rogue when they're doing what they ran on. And the people clearly supported this. Acting like they've both gone like tyrant psychopaths over the people of Virginia when they're just doing what they said they would do if they got elected, and they're doing it immediately. Quote, instead of supporting state and local governments' efforts to protect the lives and the livelihoods of their citizens, the Biden administration has resorted to unlawful vaccine mandates that force hardworking Virginians to walk away from their paychecks. President Biden's CMS mandate ignored the hospital system's long-established policies designed to keep staff and patients safe, and threatens the tenure of essential medical personnel at a time when staffing shortages threaten the health and safety of Virginians. Anything new here? No. In other words, they're going to say, we want to make sure that you have adequate staff at our hospitals in Virginia, and the people that have been fired need to get back to work because they should have never been fired in the first place because of a vaccine mandate. That is what they are saying. Let's be very clear about that. That's what they're declaring. They ran on it. They got elected. They're now doing it. This should not be a shock to anyone. Yet the media is acting like they've gone rogue, that they've gone psycho. While we believe, the press release says, and this is over a week ago, that the vaccine is a critical tool in the fight against COVID-19. It's coming from the Republicans who are saying this. Okay, you think the media is going to report that? Oh, hell no. We strongly believe that the federal government cannot impose its will and restrict the freedoms of Americans, and that Virginia is at its best when her people are allowed to make the best decisions for their families or businesses. Amen. So in other words, you've got two people that have been elected who are telling you they believe that the government's job is not to mandate things, but the government's job is to allow you to have the freedom to choose what's best for you. What a novel and amazing idea. How's the media reporting this? Tyrants in Virginia take over. Psychos of the Trump world take over. They're coming after you and your freedoms. Fight back now. They're losing their minds. They're going crazy. The Attorney General and the governor were very clear about their intentions. In fact, weeks before they were inaugurated, they put out a press release, and they said in that press release exactly what they were going to do. They talked about how they both believe that the vaccine is a critical tool in the fight against COVID-19. They said they strongly believe that the federal government cannot impose its will and restrict the freedoms of Americans, and that Virginia is at its best when her people are allowed to make the best decisions for their families or businesses. Here's their final paragraph in their press release telling you what they're going to do, which is exactly what they ran on. After the January 15th inauguration, the Commonwealth of Virginia will quickly move to protect Virginians' freedoms and challenge President Biden's unlawful CMS, OSHA, and Head Start vaccine mandates, which is exactly what they've decided to do, removing some of the staffing barriers to our hospitals, will provide much-needed relief to our overworked medical professionals. Let's go back to one of the sentences that I think is really important. Quote, one of the reasons Virginians get so fed up with the government is the lack of transparency, and that's a big issue here, the new AG said. One of the issues he ran on was the parole board's lack of transparency when the Democrats were in charge of it. The Virginia Parole Board broke the law when they let out murderers. They let out rapists and cop killers early on their sentences without notifying the victims. This is what the AG, the new AG of Virginia, ran on. Transparency. This is what the AG ran on, making it clear that he believed that this was a law that was broken, something that should have never happened, and he believed that it was important for this to be fixed. Yes, it was important for it to be fixed. Without these issues, he would not have won re-election. Or, excuse me, he wouldn't have won the election. And the reason why he won the election is because he ran to say, I'm going to fix this. How can you now act like this is going rogue? If you want to write an honest... Okay, if you really, 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 really want to write an honest article about this, the only way that you could write this article, in my opinion, right, the only way would be to say the governor and the attorney general are doing exactly what they said they were going to do when they won. They are following through on their campaign promises to a T. They are literally following it to a T. They are not backing down. They are not stopping. They are doing exactly what they told you they were going to do. Get ready, because these politicians aren't screwing around. They're not lying to you. He ran on the fact that Virginia Parole Board broke the law. Now, why did they do it? Because they went liberal, woke, left. They went defund the police. They went undermine the police. They went with prison reform and bail reform, and they let out murderers, they let out rapists, they let out cop killers early on their sentences without notifying the victims. That's why the Republicans won in Virginia, because the people in Virginia said, we don't want to let out murderers, rapists, and cop killers early on their sentences, and we sure as hell don't want to do it without notifying their victims. You want to know why the Republican AG won the campaign in Virginia? Let's look at the Loudoun County Public Schools covering up a sexual assault on school grounds for political gain because of their transgender bathroom locker room policies, leading to an additional assault of a young girl when they didn't do the right thing. After a boy assaulted one girl, they moved the problem around just like the Catholic Church did. They moved the person around who was committing the crimes because they didn't want to have to admit that their bathroom policies, locker room policies, transgender policies were putting people's lives at risk. The final reference was to a case that saw a male student at Loudoun County Stonebridge High School found guilty of sexually assaulting a female student in a girl's bathroom in May. The teen suspect was found guilty on all charges, but only after the offending student was transferred to another school where he allegedly raped another student, and the district was accused of covering up the crime, which resulted in one of the alleged victim's parents being arrested at a school board meeting for whistleblowing. So you arrest the parent for losing their minds that a child was raped, their child was raped, but you don't arrest the rapist. That's what you get when you get this woke defund the police, woke prison reform, criminal justice reform, bail reform crap that the left was pushing. The offending student has been placed on the sex offender registry for life as part of his new sentence only because a parent got arrested for talking about the corruption in addition to the investigations. The new AG notified about 30 staff members that they will no longer be employed by the Office of the Attorney General. Virginia State Senator Lucas tweeted that the AG fired the entire Civil Rights Division, which they said the office, they told Fox News, is not accurate. They're lying, but who cares? Right? Because these people, these conservatives who are doing what they said they were going to do, are public enemy number one. So you must lie about them. The spokesman for the AG said, quote, this is incorrect information. There are 12 individuals who work in the civil rights, in the Office of Civil Rights. Only two personnel changes were made. But Virginia State Senator Lucas, a liberal, tweeted that the AG had fired the, quote, entire civil rights division. And it was reported on in the news as it being fact, even though only two of 12 were fired. When you read headlines like this, do a little research, because 9 times out of 10, you'll find out they're cooking the books and they're pushing you propaganda. Plain and simple, they are pushing you hardcore propaganda. And that's exactly what they did here. This is hardcore propaganda. These people haven't even been in office for 24 hours and they're already slandering them and putting out lies. Elected officials on the left are putting out lies, trying to undermine them immediately. It's exactly, by the way, what they did to Trump. Why would they do it any differently now? And you think about Trump and what they did to Trump. They knew they were lying about Trump with Russia collusion. They knew that it came from Hillary Clinton. They knew it was a fabricated story written and paid for by Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee, and they went with it anyway. Joe Biden knew it was a lie. Hillary Clinton knew it was a lie. Barack Obama knew it was a lie. James Comey, the FBI director, knew it was a lie. And what did they do? They used the lie to go arrest people of other political ideas, ideology, and parties that they didn't like that got in their way. What do they really try to do if you really want to get down to it? They try to overthrow an election. They try to overthrow a free and fair election. They try to overthrow the will of the people. No different than what the media is trying to do in Virginia right now. No different at all. You know, if you want to know why the media has to lie about the intentions of Governor Glenn Youngkin in Virginia, or the Attorney General in Virginia, or the Lieutenant Governor in Virginia, it is because what was actually said at the inauguration scares the hell out of them. It was a message of hope that your freedoms are not going to be infringed upon by our government. We will actually protect your freedoms. We're not going to cover up the rape of a child because we're too afraid that we might lose our transgender policies that we want to force on everyone, which is exactly what happened in Virginia. We're not going to fire healthcare workers with vaccine mandates. We're going to stand up for the healthcare workers and let them decide what's best for them. We're going to decide that people and their rights matter more than a political ideology of tyranny, which is what the left was doing. Governor Youngkin, his message was a simple message when he won, a message of hope, and a message that we're not going to allow this crap to happen any longer. We're not going to let out rapists and murderers because we're anti-police. We're not going to let out rapists and murderers out of jail early because we believe in prison reform and bail reform and all these other critical race theory ideas. I want you to hear what Youngkin actually had to say. And this is just a small excerpt of what he said during his speech as he became the governor in Virginia. It's a message, clearly a message of hope, not a message of hate or division. It was a message of freedom. It was a message of democracy. It was a message of, we're not going to take away your rights and tell you what you have to do every day. That's not our job. In fact, the government's job is to listen to you and to protect your freedom and protect your children and protect you from the rapists and the murderers that were let out by the parole board, which we will investigate.
My fellow Virginians, our common path forward protects both lives and livelihoods across this great commonwealth. My fellow Virginians, I come to this moment and to this office knowing that we must bind the wounds of division restore trust, find common cause for the common good, and strengthen the spirit of Virginia. And to be clear, this spirit of Virginia is not a spirit that is rested in government telling us what is best for us, but rather reflecting the will of the people, defending and protecting. Defending and protecting the rights guaranteed by our Constitution, and a government and elected leaders going to work every day for we the people.
This is why they're having to slander him. Because this message is scary to those that want to control your life and everything you do. Those that believe that your kids are the property of the state, not your property as parents, that you have no parental rights to decide what's best for your child. They believe the state must decide what's best for your child. This is what they believe. This is why they're so afraid. They can't just go on the air and say, the governor, you know, starts off his administration by giving hope to, and talks about unity and freedom. No, no, no. We got to slander him. Can't say that, folks. No, you cannot say that. You must say that this is the scariest man in the world because this man believes in giving you your freedoms back that the left took from you, which is exactly why he got elected. That's the part about this that is so amazing to me is that people actually believe. People actually believe that this man is like a boogeyman, a scary man. Because the media's turned him into that before he even got into office. He's not a scary man. He is a man that I believe is going to give freedom to the people because that's what he said he was going to do. This is what he believes in. Well, now we got to make up lies about him. We got to say that he fired every, you know, his administration, the AG, fired everybody in the Civil Rights Division. That didn't happen. That didn't happen. Doesn't matter. We got to make it up. We got to lie about it. We got to lie about it. We just got to lie about it. That's what we have to do.
Make no mistake. Virginians remain resilient. With that tenacity and grit and undeterred hope and optimism to press through these challenges. We must venture forward because a new and better day is ahead of us. After all, we are Virginians whose leaders gave birth to this most exceptional nation the world has ever known. Yes, a country with great chapters of injustice. But also a country birthed on the fundamental notion of freedom, that we're all endowed by a creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. A nation whose ideas and ideals have been replicated and memorialized around the globe for more than 250 years.
This is why they want to destroy him. This is why the media fears him, because freedom is contagious. This type of rhetoric is contagious. This type of conversation is contagious. That's why you hear this, oh my gosh, from the media. This is why the media is like, we got to destroy this man. We got to destroy the AG. We got to turn him into racists and bigots right away. They fired the entire Civil Rights Division. In the AG's office. No, they didn't. Fired two people. No, we're going to tell you. And the politicians know that's a lie. They don't care because they lie. They learned it from Hillary Clinton. They learned it from Barack Obama. They learned that if you're losing, just make up crap until somebody believes you. This is it. It's the whole ball game, folks. This is it. They are terrified of this man because they're afraid that other people like him will say, you know what, I'm going to run for office too. And I'm going to win. in places that I shouldn't win, in places like Virginia that are liberal, not conservative.
And Virginians have led boldly. They've led boldly from our founding. Washington, Jefferson, Madison, and Monroe. And our very first governor, Patrick Henry, who insisted on adding the Bill of Rights to the Constitution to protect our individual liberties. This is our lineage. And following generations carried that mantle, leading and serving as Virginians are called to do. Barrier breakers like Maggie Walker and Governor Doug Wilder, who's here with us today. Leading the way for this historic inauguration of our new Lieutenant Governor, Winsome Earl Sears.
I'm just going to, I love the crowd giving a standing ovation to the first statewide elected African-American woman in Virginia's history. African-American elected any office statewide in Virginia. And they're going to say the Republican Party is a party of racism, that the Civil Rights Division was totally fired in 2 seconds. This is the evil left. They are an evil group of psychotic tyrants. Never forget it. The next time they're trying to sell you something, remember what they've sold you so far. Remember it. Don't trust them because they will lie to you. They clearly have lied to you. All right, I want to get your phone calls. 1-800-474-9732. 1-800-474-9732. The PatriotMobile.com. Phone lines are open. 1-800-474-9732. Also, want to remind you about our podcast. If you like this show, download our podcast, The Ben Ferguson Podcast. It's free. You can get it on the iHeartRadio app, on the Apple iTunes app. If you have an Apple phone, you've got it on there already. You can download The Ben Ferguson Podcast and listen to this show 7 days a week. We'll get your morning started or whenever you want to listen each and every day. So make sure you grab our podcast and subscribe or hit the auto download button so you can get it every single day for free on your phone. You can tell Alexa or Siri to download to play the Ben Ferguson Podcast, and they will do it as well. All right, 1-800-474-9732, 1-800-474-9732. We'll get your phone calls in here, your reaction to the media now slandering the new governor of Virginia, making up lies. Making up lies, things that are just not true. Doing it before he even got inaugurated. All right, I hope all of you will share this podcast and this audio. Share it on social media. Please, please write us a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this podcast. It helps us tremendously reach new people. And make sure you hit that subscribe or that auto download button so that you get this show every day for free. I'll see you back here tomorrow.